Got Senator Wes Clymer in studio.
Good morning.
To learn a few things, which we always seem to do.
I know.
Whenever you're here.
It's always good when we have our elected officials swing by and they update us on things that they're passionate about, what they're working on. And Senator Clymer, there's an event tomorrow, Thursday, September the 5th. It's with a forum regarding utility regulators.
Yeah.
And kind of break this down for us. Why have a forum for this? And is there certain part of the county that this appeals to?
So it's at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Clover Y, having up the Office of Regulatory Staff and the Office of the State Consumer Advocate. Those are the two agencies within state government that are primarily responsible for policing utilities. And so the purpose of this is, one, those two agencies have tools and resources that are available to citizens, to ratepayers, and, you know, I want the people of York County to know about these resources and to use these resources. And the second point is that I want these regulators to hear directly from the people that I represent, so that, you know, when they're making those choices about do we spend time on A or time on B, they understand the gravity of the situation around Lake Wylie with their water system, when I call them, have a deeper sense of understanding about where I'm coming from on these questions when I call and ask for their help.
What actually is going on with their water right now?
Yeah, so the Carolina Water, which is now Blue Granite, serves a few thousand people in the sort of Lake Wylie, Clover area of York County. And unfortunately, those ratepayers are paying really exorbitant and higher costs for a product of low and diminishing quality. It is a very poorly run utility. They have the people there are very poorly served by this utility, and my hope is that working together, we can take steps to hold them accountable, not only for what they've done, but take steps to ensure that this type of bad behavior stops and cannot happen again going into the future.
What does the utility company say? Because I assume they say they're just serving their customers as they do customers throughout their country.
That is what they would say. However, the real world experience of those who are paying bills to this company are inconsistent with the utility's version of events.
Where is this company located?
So it is a huge utility company that owns water systems all across the country. My understanding is that its ultimate ownership is a Canadian pension fund, but it is a giant sort of conglomerate of utilities that, at least in our experience in York County, has very little regard for the welfare of its customers.
Mm. Not really close to the customer base.
No, it's not.
Okay.
No. This is
not much exchange of empathy there.
Right. I think to a large extent, their customers are viewed merely as a source of revenue rather than a business partner and someone who's has to be some mutual benefit in the exchange.
So this forum tomorrow with utility regulators is really not so much for someone who's just mad at another utility.
Well, I would say that the conversation and the best practices that will be offered by the consumer advocate and so on and so forth are applicable to any utility situation.
Okay.
But the immediate concern in the Clover Lake Wylie area is combating the abusive practices of Blue Granite Water.
And this is something that obviously your office fields a lot of phone calls on, but this is something between this and solar, this is something that you're passionate about and you've actually helped with legislation in the state of South Carolina.
Spent a lot of time over the past 3 years working on utility policy, and a lot of that policy debate emanates from the failure of the VC Summer nuclear plants, which sort of led everybody to conclude that, well, this situation is broken, which it very much is. And so, as an example, the Office of the Consumer Advocate is brand new and is a byproduct of one of the bills that I spent a lot of time working on two sessions ago. And so now the fruit of that work is coming to bear by having the Consumer Advocate not only there and in Columbia and doing the work of the consumer advocate, but coming up to York County to hear directly from ratepayers in York County and then hopefully turn those examples and those anecdotes into an aggressive policymaking process at the Office of Consumer Advocate.
Well, it really empowers the consumer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who feels like they don't have a voice sometimes, especially going up against a big company,
yeah,
whether
sure.
it's a utility or not.
An entirely unaccountable, gigantic company that whose only operations here are poor and getting worse. Yeah. And just and they charge exorbitant rates.
Yeah, and they're managing your water, which is necessary.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it, you.
So you have really no choice.
That's right.
In your mind,
well,
to
and,
do this.
And in this water system, you know, we haven't been in a drought, right? There haven't been, you know, there wasn't some sort of, you know, act of God that caused a water shortage, but the people in York County served by this system have been under mandatory water use restrictions going back to May. And that is simply because of extremely poor planning on the part of this utility. That cannot happen. And so my hope is that this forum helps all of us together to work together as a community to hold this utility accountable.
All right, that forum with utility regulators will take place tomorrow, Thursday, September the 5th at 7 o'clock at the Clover Lake Wylie YMCA right there on Charlotte Highway. It's really open to everyone to come and just listen, even if it doesn't affect you.
I think even if you're not served by Carolina Water, you're still going to learn a lot about how utility policy and rates are set, and then you would be empowered with some of the lessons that will be taught by the Office of the Consumer Advocate and the Office of Regulatory Staff.
All right. Senator West.